Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Gimel. We begin three lines from the top, Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph, with the word Toshma. This is a continuation, a little bit, of the end of the Shir yesterday, and we remind ourselves that we had learned in yesterday a Braisa, where we had the opinions of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, which we said, according to Yeshua, were the same opinion, and then we had a Machlokas with Shammai Hazake. So we begin, again, three lines on the top, Nun Gimel Lamed Aleph. I want to wish everybody a Freilich and Shushan Purim, which I'm dictating at this time. Toshma, Shammai Omer. Shammai tells us, Etzem Echod min Shedra O min HaGugoles is going to be Metame Tumas Ohel. This was a unique opinion. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai said, no, you require either the Rov Minyan or the Rov Binyan of the Atzomos in order to do so. And Shammai said, no, even one bone from either the Shedra, the spinal column, the vertebral bodies, o min hagugoles, or from the skull, even one bone does so. So therefore, our Gemara now wants to answer the question that we discussed in yesterday's year and didn't have an answer to, is the din of chatzi kav atzamos, a din that applies to all the atzamos of the body, or is there a unique din in regards to the shedra and the gugoles that only a rova kav, half of that amount, a rova kav rather than a chatzi kav, is going to be metame if it comes from the shedra and gugoles? That was the question we asked yesterday. We didn't have an answer to it. We'll try again today. So Shammai, from their opinion, they're saying that a single bone from the shedra or the gugoles would do this. So the implication is that their Bali Plukta, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, would not be so far apart from them. And we had this yesterday. It's a little bit of a chazara from yesterday. They wouldn't be so far. So they would imply that, yes, you need more than the Etzem Echod min Shedra Gugolis, but it would be enough if you had just the Shedra or just the Gugolis. That's what we were talking about yesterday, trying to answer the question of Shedra O Gugolis or Shedra and Gugolis. But here today, we're using to teach us that if the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel isn't so far apart from Shammai Hazakein, so then Mistama, they would hold also here that there's something unique about Shedra and Gugolis, and therefore maybe only a Rovakav from them would be needed to be Metame Ba'ohel, as opposed to all the other bones of the body where you need a Chatzi Kav. So the Gemara answers the same answer we gave yesterday, Shaini Shammai Demach Bitvei. No, there is a huge divergence between the opinion of Shammai and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, because Shammai says he's very, very strict. He says even a single bone from the Shedra and the Gugolis would be Tami Boel, but Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel say no, you need both the Shedra and the Gugolis to be Tami. Therefore, there's nothing unique about the Shedra and the Gugolis, and therefore, there's no reason to think that a Rova Kav is going to be Tami. That's still the regular din of a Chatzi Kav to be Metame Be'ohel would apply even if Shedra and Gugolis. So therefore, let's answer our question by this discussion between Shammai and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai to say that, no, there's nothing unique about Shedra and Gugolis. You also require a Chatzi Kav of their bones to be Metame Be'ohel. And therefore, that's the answer, Shaini Shammai Demach Betvei. There is a huge disparity between their opinions, and they're not close like we normally would have expected. When you have a machlokas, you assume that they're close to each other. No, Shammai is very, very machmer, and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai have a much more lenient opinion. Therefore, no difference between a Chatzi Kav by the Atzamos, as well you require a Chatzi Kav by the Shedra and the Gugolis, and not a Rova Kav. More says, so let's do it the other way then. Liv shom mina. So then, if we see that Shammai's opinion is so much stricter, so then let's say that the time of the Shammai the Machmir, it's because Shammai is so Machmir that they require Tumas Ohel even from contact or being in the same Ohel as a single bone of the Shedra and the Gugolis, and you're telling us that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are so far apart, so then that should imply Holo Rabbanan Adika Chatzi Kav Atzamos. So then let us learn definitively. So that's the answer, that there is no difference whatsoever between a Shedra and Gugolis that you require a Chatzi Kav, and all the other bones of the body you require a Chatzi Kav. So let's answer it definitively that there is no difference. And that's what the Gemara says. Lishot mina, taima de Shammai de Machmir, hol rabbanan adika Chatzi Kav atzamos. So then let us say that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the opinion of the Chacham is that there is no difference. It's always a Chatzi Kav, whether it's from other bones of the body or even the Shedra and the Gugolis. And Gemara says, no, you can't bring us a right from there either. Dilma adkan lo pligi rabbanan le de Shammai el b'yatzim echad. Maybe the machlokis between Shammai and the Chachamim, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is only in regards to one etzim. Again, Shammai is very stringent. It says one etzim will do it. And the opinion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is no, you require Rov Minyan and Rov Binyan. That's in regards to the bones themselves. But when you have a Rova Atzamos, Abo Berova Atzamos, from the Shedra and the Gugolis, maybe Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel do say that it's Metame. Afilu Rabbanim Modu. to Shammai, that they would be Mitami V'Ohel. So from this discussion, this brisa, the machlokas between Shammai and Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, you can't bring a saraya one way or the other as to whether a rova kav is a shear by Shedro Gugolis, or no, you have a chatzi kav that's the shear by Shedro Gugolis. And again, here's another iboy, the loshitle, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. Now we discuss this interesting idea that according to the Chachamim, certainly there is a difference between bones that are a rova kav, which we said are metame, however, they don't make the nazir go and do a taglachas tuma, whereas a chatzi kav is the shia by a nazir to do the taglachas tuma. And similarly, we had said that by a revius of blood, you're metame, but you need a chatzi lug of blood in order to be having the nazir go and do a taglachas tumah. So this was somewhat unique in that you had a different shear for being metame versus a different shear, a larger shear, in order to require the taglachas tumah of a nazir. So now we will go and delve into that a little bit. Amar Eliezer, Eliezer tells us that the Zakenim Rishonim, the earlier shita amongst the Tanoim was Miktsasana Yomim, there was a machlokis. Some of them said that the shear is always across the board a chatzikat for everything, for being metame and for taglachas tumah. No difference. There was no rova kav shear. And these, what we call Zakenim or Rishonim, these earlier Tanoim, they held chatzi kav atzomos v'chatzi log dam lakol, that they din across the board, both for tumah and for taglachas nazir tumah, was the same. It was a chatzi kav of atzomos and a chatzi log of dam lakol, for everything. There was no distinction between tumah and the taglachas that a nazir had to go, which is a higher shear. They didn't hold like that. They held that rov atzomos, reviz dam, lo lakol. There was no shear of a rov atzomos or reviz dam that had any impact. It didn't make them tummy, and certainly didn't make them do taglachas tumah. The shear was always for tumah, as well as for the nazir to do the taglachas. It was always a chatzi kav atzomos and a chatzi log dam. So there was no shear of reviz dam or a revius kav. That was the opinion of some of the Zakenim Rishonim. Umitzasam, another group of the Zakenim Rishonim, held the exact opposite. Umitzasam Yomim, the other half, there was a machlokes between these earlier Tanoim, and the other half held that the shear was always a rova kav, or a rova lug, revius. So af rova atzomus, revius dam lakol. They held the shear was one across the board, that the person becomes tame with contact with the rova atzomos, rova kav atzomos, or revius dam, and the nazir has to do taglachas with that as well. There was no shear of a chatzi kav or a chatzi log. So there was a machlokas between the Zakenim and Rishonim. Some of them held that the shear was always a chatzi kav, a chatzi log, and never had a revius kav or revius log, and the others had the shear was always a rova atzomos and a revius dam, and there never was a shear of a chatzi kav and a chatzi log. So straightforward machlokas. And then along comes the later Tanoim, based in Shalach Reim Amru. Later Tanoim said, chatzi kav atzomos v'chatzi log dam lakol. Everybody agrees that if you have a chatzi kav atzomos and you have a chatzi log dam, so then certainly there's no doubt that that's going to be metame 100%. Everybody agrees to that. That's straightforward. Nobody didn't. And likewise, that the nazir does a taglachas when he comes into contact or under the same ohel as a chatzi kav atzomos and a chatzi log dam. So everybody agrees to that. But they said that a rova atzomos or reviz dam, that's only a din l'truma v'kotchim. That makes a person tame that he can't eat truma and he can't eat kotchim. But it doesn't give a taglachas to the nazir. The nazir doesn't, when he's tame from a reviz dam or a rova atzomos, a rova kav atzomos, so then he doesn't do a taglachas tuma. So this is our opinion in the Mishnah, and this is the opinion of what we're calling the Beis Din Shelach Reyim. Avo lo l'nazir v'osa pesach. But this tuma that you get from rova kav atzomos or reviz dam, not only doesn't it make a nazir do a taglachas, but it doesn't impact the making of a carbon pesach. So it's avolol nazir. The nazir doesn't do a taglachas, and a person who is tame in such a fashion is still able to eat the carbon pesach. You have a machlokus amongst the Rishonim about this as to whether that means even if it's not day 7 of his tumah. Some suggest that if this was day 7 of his tumah, he's allowed to go to the mikvah and they can include him in the carbon pesach because he'll be ice the tumah at the end of this time. Others say no, it's even during the 7 days it's still within the 7 days. So he would still be allowed to eat the Korban Pesach, and you can designate him into the Korban Pesach. This is a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. In any event, you clearly see that the opinion of the Beis Shalach Reim is the opinion that we have in our Mishnah. The Gemara questions this and says, why? Michtei? Ein hachroa shlishis machras. Normally we have a rule when you have a machlokas between A and B, so you bring in the third shita, and dash rishi yachriya b'nehem. Third sheet will come and support one of the two in one way and one of the two in the other way, and that will be the third sheet. So don't think over here, the Gemara tells us, that this is the regular rule of De'ashlishi Yachriya B'nei. And you can see this in the Tosos, Dibur Maaskel Beis Din, towards the end of the Tosos, the third line from the end of this Tosos, where he says, this is not B'ha Ein Das Shlishis Machras. This is not an example of De'ashlishi Yachriya B'nei. Should Das Shlishis Tam Difnei Atzmahu. This Dashlishis is not, normally the Dashlishis, as I said, agrees with Shita A in some way, agrees with Shita B in some way, and therefore is Machriya, that in regards to this Shita, it's like Shita A. In regards to this Shita, it's like Shita B. And that's why it's now two against one in each of those areas, and therefore that's why the Dashlishi Yachriya B'nei. But here, this is not a agreement with A and agreement with B. It's a brand new Shita. This is Tam Difnei Atzmahu, Tosu says. Here we showed him the Kenam Arishonim didn't make any distinction between a Revi'ez Dam and a Chatzi Dam. The din was always a Revi'ez Dam, the din was always a Chatzi Dam. They didn't make a distinction between the Chatzi Kavatzomos and the Rova Kavatzomos. The din was always like one of them and not like the other one. Kerishonim lo gilu daitom sheiroi l'chalek ben Nozav Yosef Pesach l'trum of a Kachim. And they didn't make any such a distinction between being metame in regards to Trum and Kachim and being not having the Nozav do the Taglachas, or a person who's tummy in such a fashion doing the Korban Pesach. They didn't make any such a distinction. So this third Shita is a brand new third Shita. So that's what the Gemara's question is. So why do we follow the base in Shalach Reim? It should be like three Shitas. Why do we pick that one to follow? So the Gemara says, because that was Mipi Shmua Amru, Pi Chagai Zechayu Malachi. As the Tosfos continues in the Dibur Maaskel Beis Din, where we just left off, Amar Yaakov Avidi mipi Shmua Amrua mipi Chagai Zechariah Umalachi V'Yakin Sarvid Beis Din Shalachronim Lismoch Al Shmu Asam V'Likboa Halachu Kimosam. So it's not that the Dei Ashlishi was Machriya Beinayim. The Dei Ashlishi was the opinion of Chagai Zechariah and Malachi, and that's why we follow that third opinion, and that's why our Mishnah, in fact, paskin that there is such a distinction between the Tuma by Revi'ez Hakav or by Revi'ez Log, that it is metame in regards to Truma and Kachim, but it doesn't cause the Nazir to do a Taglachas. Okay, we continue in the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Al-Ezu Anazir Megaleach. We said at the beginning of the Mishnah, it says these things the Nazir is going to be Megaleach on, and then it said at the end of the Mishnah, these things the Nazir is going to be Megaleach on. So again, the obvious question is, why the repetition? So the Gemara starts off and tells us, Al Elu Duresha. The first time it said Al Elu Anazir Megaleach, that was to teach us the din, Limute Etzem Kisora, because that wasn't a din of Ohel, the Alma Go, the Alma So, in Rial Al Hilo Lo. There was only a special din here of Tuma by Maga and Masa, by touching it or carrying it. But if you're in the same Ohel, if you're in the same roof, underneath the same roof, or you pass over in Etzem Kisora, that will not be Metame you unless you do Maga or Masa. So that's what it had to tell us. Tosus points out, even though it's going to tell us in Dibur Maaskel Al Elu Duresha, so even though it tells us that later on, that it's Beferish telling us that, nevertheless, the words Al Elu are coming here to teach us that din. Likewise, Al Elu de Seifa, why do we have the words the Al Elu again repeated at the end of the Mishnah? That's Limute Evan Hasluchis. This is to come to teach us a din that we'll have in the next Mishnah, which is the continuation of our Mishnah, which teaches us that if you have these stones that are projecting out. And you can see this in Dibur Maaskel Al Elu, where he tells us in the second line from the bottom, Lemuti Evan Hasuchis, Evan Hamesich Al Oritz. These are stones that come out from a wall. V'yesh Shnei Avonim Ogim Oyotzim Min Hageder. There are two or three of them that come out from the fence. V'tuma Tachas Achz Mihen. And you have Tuma underneath one of them, but you don't know which one. V'ovar Tachas Achz Mihen. V'en Yodea Imhel Al Tuma or not. And you don't know whether he was mile on this Tuma or not. Because if he passed over this, so then he would become Tomei. But if he didn't pass over, he would not become Tomei. And therefore, that's what this is coming to teach us. Elu Megaleach at the end of the Mishnah is coming to teach us this din in the next Mishnah. And again, Tosa says, Uksatz Kosher, Dor Tonu Le Sefer. We're going to have this in the next Mishnah. Aval Schachos Uperos, Ein Megaleach. It exactly tells us this, that you don't go and do a Taglachas for this type of situation. So Tosas answers, Sorach Lomar, just like we just answered a moment ago for the Reisha. It's the same thing. Even though we said Alel Megalech is referring to Etzim Kisora, and then it tells us Etzim Kisora, so Tovir, Alel Megalech is referring to Evan Haskuchis, and it's going to tell us that in the next Mishnah. So it's not a problem, Tosa says, this is a style that the Mishnah is using. Then we quote the Mishnah again, V'chatzi Kavat Samos. It tells us this din of V'chatzi Kavat Samos is going to be a requirement for the Nazir to do Taglachas, but if it's a Rova Kav, you're not. We turn to Nogim Lomit Beis, and we discuss this. So it tells us, Chatzi Kavat Somos in, Rovat Somos Lo. The Mishnah is teaching us this then, that for a half a Kav, Yematami Ba'ol and Nozet do Taglachas. With the Rovat Kav, well, you may be Tomei, but you don't do Taglachas. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? Hechidomi. Ilemo de Isbahon Atzomos Kisora. If you're telling me that you have, in the Rovat Kav, a single bone that is a size of an Etzim Kisora, so Tebuklei Mishum Etzim Kisora. So then you're Tomei over here by touching it or carrying it. Maga Umasa. So then you should be Tomei in that situation. It's not that you're not Tomei. And if you're going to tell me over here that it doesn't have it, so then what's the Chiddush? So if it doesn't have Etzim Kisora. So Gemara says, no, it in fact has an Etzim Kisora. Oh, you need this over here to tell me that it is Matami Bimago Masa if it has an Etzim Kisora, but Elo, the Ikmach Ikmuche, what was ground up. And if it was ground up and it's like Kemach, the Ikmach Ikmuche, it's like Kemach, so then in this situation, well, you don't have an Etzim Kisora intact, so you might have thought that there's no Mago and Masa, so the Chiddush is no, since you do have it there, and if you come into contact with this Kemach, in this situation, you would, in fact, have the taglachas by Mago and Masa. You wouldn't have Ohel, but you would have Mago and Masa. And just like with the Rova Kavat Somos, if you come into Mago and Masa, the Nazir has to do a taglachas. So too over here, if it's Kemach of a bone that was at least the size of an Esem Kisora, so the Nazir would have to do a taglachas. Then we quote the Mishnah. Some Gemaras don't have the two dots over here, but there's the two dots over here as well. Al Aver min hameis, the Al Aver min achai, sheish aleim basu kiroi. We said in the Mishnah that if there is an amount of basur here, that if you had this on a live person, it would allow the basur to regenerate and heal. So then that's considered something that would be metami and nazir, that he would have to go do a taglachas. As long as you had that much basur on it, and of course, there was bone. So then, alevim and ames, we said tendons or sinews as well. Alevim and ames, alevim and achai, sheish aleim basa karoi. You also have the taglachas tumba for a nazir. So Gemara says, that implies, ein aleim basa karoi mai. What would be the halacha if you didn't have this basa karoi? Would there be a din of maga and masa? Obviously not ohel, but would there be a din of maga and masa? So this machlok is going to take us till the end of the shir today between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan tells us, "Ein ha-nazir megaleach leim." In fact, the nazir is not going to do a taglachas if he goes and does mag and masa. Certainly, there's no ohel here because it doesn't have basar kiroi. But if it doesn't have basar kiroi, Rav Yochanan says it doesn't even have maga and masa potential for tumah. Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish Amar, "Ha-nazir megaleach leim." Reish Lakish says the Nazir does do a taglachas for Maga and Masa on both the Eivim and Achai and the Eivim and Ameis, even though it doesn't have Basu Kuroi, so it's not Matami Ba'oa, but Reish Lakish says it is Matami Maga and Masa, and Rav Yochanan says it's not. And now we're going to go into the understanding of each of their shitas. Rav Yochanan Amar, Ein Nazir Megaleach Aleihem, Yochanan says that the Nazir doesn't do a taglachas even for Maga and Masa because he says the Hok Tani Bereisha, because the first part of the Mishnah says, and now we're going to change this around and read it with the Girsa of the Bach. He leaves out the word Vechule and he leaves out the word Kizayis, and the Bach reads this as Al Aver min Hameis v'Al Aver min Achai Shiesh Aleihen Basor Kiroi in. The Reisha taught us that only is there Tumas Ohel and Maga and Masa, if it's the Aver min Hameis or the Aver min Achai, and it has upon it sufficient basar, that if it was attached to a living person, it would in fact grow back. In that situation, this tumah. However, if it doesn't have that ability to regrow, to regenerate, there isn't sufficient amount of basar on it, then lo, the din is no tumah, not ohel, and not maga and masa. That's the way Rabbi Yochanan understood our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Rish Lakish says, Omer, megaleach, you would have tumah, albeit not ohel, if there wasn't basar kiroi, but you would have maga and masa. Why is that? Midelo kitani seifa, the seifa. Because in the next part of the Mishnah, which is the Mishnah that we'll have in tomorrow's shir, it doesn't tell us that these things are not mitame. The next Mishnah is basically the parallel of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said these things are mitame, and the next Mishnah says these things are not mitame that the Nazir has to do with taglachas. And Reish Lakish says it doesn't say that in the next Mishnah. Therefore, ergo, Reish Lakish says, midelo ketani b'sefer, since it's not mentioned in the Sefer that it's not mitame b'maga masa, one in fact does have it mitame maga and masa. So there's a fundamental difference between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, and now we'll discuss it a little bit further. Why didn't Rav Yochanan like the argument that Reish Lakish just bought, for example? For Rav Yochanan, what will he do about Reish Lakish saying, hey, listen, it didn't mention it in the next Mishnah, what's called the Seifa of our Mishnah, so therefore, mustn't it be that, in fact, that it is Mitame? So Rav Yochanan, how do you address that? What would he say? For Rav Yochanan, Amalach, he would tell you back to Reish Lakish, Kol hecha demashma miklala loktani b'sefer. If something is able to be understood from the klal, in other words, if you're telling me that the Reisha is specifically dealing with if there is basur karoi, so then it's obvious that if there isn't basur karoi, that it's not. It doesn't have to tell us that in the Sefer. And you can see this in the Rosh, in the Ramaskal of Yochanan, he says, "Mi detana yesh aleihem basar kiroi lo'ahlo," since it specifically states in the Reisha, only if it has basar kiroi, "v'lo tnan ein alav basar kiroi l'magol l'maso," and it doesn't say, but, like it does for Etzem Kisora, that if you have not basar kiroi, then it's metame Etzem Kisora, just like Etzem Kisora is Magu Masa, so to Avir it's Magu Masa, so Shamin and Law, the low it's Rich, Lemisnai B'Sefer. So it was obvious, and that's why it didn't mention it in the Sefer that it is not Matame, because it was obvious that it's not Matame. So that's how Rav Yochanan would argue back to Reish Lakish. Well, it says, but in other cases it does. For example, for Chatzi Kavatzamos, which it says that is Matame Ba'ohel, but then that would be Mashma, the Mashma Chatzi Kavatzamos in, but Rova Atzamos low. So in that situation, it shouldn't mention it in the Sefer also, because it's obvious. If it tells us a Chatzi Kav, that obviously means that it's not a Rova Kav, and yet, Tony B'Sefer, Rova Atzamos. Yet the Sefer does mention that Rova Atzamos are not Metami Ba'ohel. So it's not clearly something that was evident from the Reisha that we don't mention in the Sefer. Here it was evident from the Reisha, and yet we do mention it in the Sefer. So what would you say to that, Rav Yochanan? So Gemara says, Hosam, Ilav Rova Atzamos. If it wasn't for the fact that it mentioned Rova Atzamos in the Sefer, you know what I would have said? Havamina afilu al magov yamasolo. I would have said, if it doesn't mention it all in the Sefer, I would have said, not only is it not matami ba'ohel, but it's not even matami b'maga and masa. And therefore, lahachi, itzruch l'misnei Rova Atzamos in the Sefer is not matami ba'ohel, because da'al ahilon hu de'eno matami. And that it's only because it's a Rova Atzamos, a Rova Kav of Atzamos, that the Nazir doesn't go and have to do a taglachas. However, if he were to come into contact with it, maga or masa, so then he would have a din of taglachas in that situation. So therefore, that's why Rav Yochanan would argue that it has to mention it in the Sefer, as opposed to, by the Ein Alei and Basar Karoi, it didn't have to mention it in the Sefer. More than ask the same question, but what about the Chatzi Log Dam? Well, Chatzi Log Dam, which the Shamas Minei, it's only a Chatzi Log Dam that is Matami Boel in, but Revi is Dam low, it's not, and therefore it shouldn't have to mention in the Sefer, and nevertheless, with Tani B'Sefer, Revi is Dam is not Matami Boel. So same question to Rabbi Yochanan, he gives a similar answer. He says, there, you needed it for another reason. Hosam lafukim with Rabbi Akiva. You needed to show us that Rabbi Akiva's shita is not right. What is Rabbi Akiva's shita? And here we're going to go with the girsa of the Gra and the Runjberg in the girsa in Tosos. The Omer Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva tells us that a Revi is dam is mitame anazir and megaleach olav, and he is going to have to be megaleach on it. So Rabbi Akiva's shita is that even a Revi is dam is going to be Metame the Nazir to do a taglachas tuma, and this is for maga and masa, and the chachamim, which is why it has to mention in the sefer, they disagree and they say no, that a revi is dam is not going to be something that the Nazir is going to have to do a taglachas on. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says that's why it specifically had to mention in the sefer to exclude the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that says that they would be doing a Nazir would have to do a taglachas tuma on it. So basically, these have explained why our Mishnah, as well as the Mishnah that we'll learn in tomorrow's shir, have stated what they've said. But we still haven't yet derived why Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish each hold their shitas. And we'll see, this is actually based upon psukim. Before we get to that critical pasuk or two, so the Gemara asks, "Hay Aver min ha-meis hechidami?" What exactly are we talking about when we're saying Aver min ha-meis? Again, if there is a piece of bone that is the size of a seora, a barley corn, e de isbe etzem kisora, so then it is matami b'mago b'masa according to everybody. So my time to Rav Yochanan, why would Rav Yochanan say that it's not matami? And if in fact it doesn't have the etzem kisora, v'i de lesbe etzem kisora, so my time to the Reish Lakish, why would Reish Lakish say that you are matami if you come into contact with it, mago or maso, if you carry it? So this is based upon the pasuk. This pasuk is a critically important pasuk from Bamidbar, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes Zayin, and it tells us, V'chol asher yiga al pnei asodeh, b'chalal cherev, o v'meis, o v'etzem adam, o b'kover, yitmo shivas yomim. If you come into contact with the following things that the Pasuk says, al pnei asodeh, with a chalal cherev, or with a mace, or with the etzem adam, or bekover, so then you're going to be tomei for 7 days. That's tumas mace. Now, we're going to darshan each word in this Pasuk. Amaloch Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish tells us, La'olam, we're dealing les be etzim besora, kisora. We're dealing over here with the bone, the limb, that is the either Eva Menachai or Eva Menameis, that does not in fact have an etzim kisora. Because if it has an etzim kisora, of course Yimatami Magu Masa, nobody disagrees with that. But even if it doesn't have an etzim kisora, you're going to be Tomei. Why? Because the Tanya, this pasuk, now the Gemara doesn't quote the entire pasuk that I just read. It first quotes the first part of the pasuk. V'chol ashiga al pnei hasada, anybody that touches al pnei hasada in the open field, b'chalal cherev, nebuch, the body of somebody that was killed by a cherev, by a sword, over mace, or a dead body. Now, we don't have yet the rest of the pasuk. So first, we just dash in the first part of the pasuk. Why does it say the word al pnei hasada? What does that come, Reish Lakish, to teach us? So he says, this is teaching us the din of Tumas Ohel. Zeh hamahil al pnei hames. If you, there are three ways, as we mentioned many times, to have Tumas Ohel. Either you're under the same roof as the mace, or you pass over the mace, or the mace passes over you. So this is called Tumas Ohel. And it uses the terminology over here in the Pasuk, al pnei hasodeh, to imply that you're not maga or masa, you're not touching or carrying it, you're just al pnei, you're over it, and therefore this is Tumas Ohel. So this part of the pasuk is referring to if you have Tumas Ohel. Chol asher yiga would be if you touch it. Al pnei hasada comes to teach us Tumas Ohel. And when it says bachalal, that's a reference over here, is that Eve Menachai V'yesh lo lahalos arucha. This is teaching us the din that if you have an Eve Menachai that does have flesh on it, that would, if it was attached to a living person, go and regenerate. So here it's talking about Eva Menachai that was detached, but if it was still attached and it would allow it to regenerate, then it does have the potential to be mitame. When it says in the Pasuk, Chalal Cherev, the Cherev is to teach us a din that's unrelated to what we're learning here now, but it's a very important din. Cherev, Hare Zeh Kecholol. So if you look in Tosos, Dibur Masel Cherev, Hare Kecholol, this is talking about the Kli Matchas, if you have a metal type of utensil such as a sword, Hanogim B'meis, that is touching the mace. So that becomes Nasim Avi Avos Hatuma Kimes Atzmo. That now has the status of being an Avatuma, no different than the mace itself. And that metal implement will have the same dinim as the mace itself. And therefore, Tosu says it has the ability to be Kimes Atzmo Litame Odom Hanogeabo. And it will be Mitame, the person touching it, as if they were actually touching the mace. And that's what the Hagos HaRunshberg at the bottom tells us in Osei, Lasos Odom HaNogebo Tumas Shiva, that will make the person touching this metal thing Tomei for 7 days, as if Kinogea B'meis Atzmo, as if they touch the mace itself. Oh, Latame Odom, or have the ability to be Matame a person. Normally, Kalim cannot be Matame a person, but if they're an Avatuma, they can. So therefore, if a person were to enter into the Ohel, Haba La Ohel, Asher HaCherev B'Socho, so Tumas Shiva Kibal Ohel HaMeis, it would be identical as if he went into the Ohel with the mace itself. So therefore, that's what the word Cherev, Harei Zeh Kecholol, comes to teach us. Continuing the pasuk, it says obemeis. The next words of the pasuk say obemeis. Now we already know that we're dealing with a mace, so this is a reference to ze'ever hanechlal min hamace. This is talking about a limb that came off of a dead person. So in this pasuk, we now have ever min achai and ever min hamace. And if they have the ability, if they had been attached to a live person, able to regenerate, so then it's metame ba'ohel. That's what this pasuk is teaching us. Then the pasuk continues and says, obi etzem adam. What is this coming to teach us? Reish Lakish says, this is rova atzomos. This is dealing with rova hakav of atzomos. And that is metame ba'ohel, again, based upon this pasuk. Now, we had previously learned that this is a halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, so here this pasuk is really an asmachta. That's the way Tosus explains this. When the pasuk continues and says, oh, because there, so this is referring to, since we've already mentioned a mace, so this is referring to Zer Kever Sosum. And this teaches us a very important din, and we turn to Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, where we say, the Omar Mar, was taught in the Beis Medrash, Tuma Bokas Va'ola Bokas V'yoredes. There is a very important din that we all know already, that a mace, if you're mahil over the mace, so you're going to become tummy. But what happens if the mace is inside a coffin, and this coffin has a space of a tefach between the mace and the top roof of the coffin? So when you put a mace into a coffin, so the coffin, if there is a space of a tefach, about 3.5 to 4 inches from the, let's say, the belly or the nose of the person until the roof of the coffin. So in that situation, when you have a tefach, this din applies that the entire coffin will be considered like the mace. And this is called, tuma is bokas, it breaks through, va'ola, and goes up, and bokas, and it breaks through on the bottom, va'yoredes, and goes down. So instead of just the actual area of the mace that you'd be mile over, of course you become tameh, that doesn't change, of course you are, always. But if there is this space of a tefach in the coffin, between the body and the roof of the coffin, so then the entire coffin, even where there is no mace, for example, the area between the head of the mace and the head of the coffin, and the area of the feet of the mace, and to the area where the feet of the coffin are, so that entire area, even though there's no mace there, if you're mile over that area, will be tameh. So we need the pasuk obakover to teach us this din. Now, here's where we get to our point of Reish Lakish. V'ilu gabe negiya, in regards to touching maga, Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda tells us, Tanya, we learned in the following braisa that the pasuk tells us, now it really should be v'al hanogeya, not v'chol, v'al hanogeya be'etzem o v'cholo. So the pasuk tells us that if you touch the etzem o b'cholo, and then the rest of the pasuk is o b'meis o b'kover. So that comes to teach us additionally. Be'etzem, when it says over here, nogea be'etzem, ze etzem kisor. That teaches us the din of maga and masa, that if you touch or carry a bone the size of a sa'ora, of a barley corn, so then you are going to become tummy. O b'cholo, what's that word for? So this comes to teach us, if somebody was killed by a sword, ze ever hanechlal min achai, the ein bo lahalos arucha. This is coming to teach us Reish Lakish's din, that if a person in fact has an amputated limb, an eiver min achai, and if you would put this back on the person, there wouldn't be enough flesh there to regenerate. So the limb would not be able to regenerate. So that din is telling us that nevertheless, you're tamei maga and masa. This is Reish Lakish's drasha. When it says obemeis, when it then tells us in the end of this pasuk obemeis, that's a reference to ze ever hanechlo min hameis. This is ever min hameis. And it doesn't have enough flesh on it to be mali arucha. And nevertheless, here's the second point of Reish Lakish, that it's metame, maga, and masa. So here we clearly have proof. This is Reish Lakish's shita, that the Eiver Min Achai and the Eiver Min Hameis, even though they don't have enough flesh on them to be Ma'al Arucha, if it was still attached to a human being, it would not regenerate. Nevertheless, Reish Lakish uses this pasuk to teach us this din, that it is still Metame, Maga, and Masa. And by the way, we have Reish Lakish himself finishing off the rest of the pasuk, and he says, O Bakover, what does that come to teach us? I'm Reish Lakish, Zekever Shilifnei Hadibur. This is a reference to people before Matan Torah, before the Dibur, before we became Jews on Har Sinai, so then the dinim of Akum applied to us as well in terms of Tumas Meis. And as We point out over here in the Mefarish. So if you look in Dibra Maskel, Zeh Kever Shalvnei Adibor, Kolomar, Sha'ovdei Kochavim Metamim B'maga and Masa, Afa Pishei Metamim B'ol, even though they're not Metame, Tomas Ohel. And we, before Har Sinai, had that same status, that our corpses would be Metame, only Maga and Masa, there was no din of Ohel. As the Gemara in Yevamos tells us, Kedetanya, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, nowadays, and for Jewish people before Matan Torah, Ein Metamim Ba'ohel, there is no Tumas Ohel, Ela B'negiyah, Maga, and as well Masa. And therefore, V'chol Sha'ayah Kodim HaDibur, Kodim Matan Torah, Ben Shal Ovdei Kochavim, Ben Shal Yisrael, Korilei Kever Ben Noach. And therefore, we all are only Metamim with Maga and not Ohel. And after the Dibur, so La'achar HaDibur, in that situation, the din is for non-Jewish people, it's the same. But for Jewish people, now we have the din of Tumas Ohel as well. Now, this clearly shows us Reish Lakish's point of view. Now, hi, Eivir min Ameis, Hechidami. What are we talking about, this Eivir min Ameis that Reish Lakish just said? Idis Be'etzim Kisora. So then obviously, Hainu Nogia Be'etzim. So then of course it would be Tumas Maga and Masa. Ella what? The less Be'etzim Kisora, Va'afilu Hachi Rachmona Rabye. This is Reish Lakish's point, and what is Rav Yochanan going to do with this? So Rav Yochanan, he's going to answer, Amalach Rav Yochanan, Lo'olam Dispe. No, he says it's talking about that there is an Etzem Kisora. And that's why it's Metame, Maga, and Masa. Because if there isn't, it's not Metame. He darshans the psukim, vim eno inyon lemaga, tineyu inyon lemaso. He says, we only would know Maga. The extra words in the pasuk are coming to teach us Masa. No, that's a very good point. What does Reish Lakish do with that? So the Gemara doesn't address it, but this was Reish Lakish's shita. Reish Lakish's shita was, when it says Maga, it meant Maga or Masa. Those two go together. And therefore, you don't need a separate pasuk. It's just Masa, and therefore, the separate pasuk over here comes to tell us that even in this less Bay Etzem Kisora, it still is Metame, Maga, and Masa. It's still a relatively short shiur, so let's go down to the Mishnah, and we'll use this as an opportunity to really learn most of Nun Dalet Amud Aleph as well to help us with Pesach coming up. So we quote the Mishnah, and this is very short. We actually reviewed this when we did the Mishnah. But the Mishnah, it says, "Umaze b'shlishi v'shvi v'sosu v'chulei." In the Mishnah, we had said that at the conclusion of the 7 days of Tumah, where you have to do a taglachas, so the Nazir has to go and have the sprinkling, he has to become tar from his Tumas Meis on day 3 and day 7, he has the sprinkling, the Azov, the Mechatas, on day 3 and day 7, then he goes to the mikvah, and then we said, he's tar. And now we said, remember in the Mishnah, we said, you delete the words, umevi korban osav, because here's what the Gemara is going to ask, is it day 7 that we start to count to the Nazir, or is it day 8 after he brings his korbanos that we start to count the new count of Naziris for the Nazir? So the Gemara asks, ibailuhu, ha diktani achi yitar, that which we said, you don't start counting again until you become tar, does that mean bashvi, koi, and on the 7th day after you went to the mikvah, and now it's Heruv Shemesh, Ad Ovid Heruv Shemesh, and now Umani Rabbi Elazar he, and therefore, this is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, so you can start counting already. Day 7 will also count for you as day 1 of your new Nazirus. Odilma Bashminikor, or we're dealing with the 8th day, Umai Achi Yitar, it means Achi Yavi Korban Osav, that you can't start the new count until on day 8 you go and bring your korbanos for being a Nazir who was Tameh, your bird offerings, your Olah and your Chatas, as well as your Osham. And that opinion, Umani Rabbaninhi. And this is the machlokas we had previously. Rabbi Elazar says you start counting already on day 7. And the Chacham says you start counting on day 8. And that's why obviously our Mishnah had to delete that you wait till the Korbanos are bought, because obviously we wouldn't be asking the question, who's the author of our Mishnah, if our Mishnah stated clearly it's the opinion of the Chacham. So Toshma, we bring a raya from the next Mishnah, the end of our Mishnah, so to say, which is the Mishnah that we'll learn at the beginning of tomorrow's year. And Midiktani Sefer, it says over there, again, Sefer is not only the physical Mishnah that we have here in the Gemara, but it means the connected Mishnayos, and you can have a Reish and Sefer that are separated by a couple of daf of Gemara. So it says over there, specifically, Maschil Umone Miyad. In those situations where you don't have the Taglachas, so then on the 7th day, you already start counting that as the first day of the new Naziris. Implication being, Horesha, when it said in Horesha, which we already learned, that you then can start counting your new Naziris, you were Soser, and now you start again. So Horesha, my Achi Yitar, what does that mean? Achi Yavi Korban Osav. It obviously means not the 7th day. That's what the Seif is talking about. So the Reish is talking about after you've wrought your Korbanos on day 8, and therefore the author of our Mishnah, Umani Rabbanan, he, and that's why those that did have the gerusa, maybe korban osav, and only then can you start to count, because that's the opinion of the chachamim, who say the amri nazirus that the hara, you can't start counting the inu nazirus until day 8 at shmini. Lo chayla, you can't start counting until you bring your korbanos. And therefore, the author of our Mishnah is clearly the opinion of the Chachamim, whether it's stated it specifically so in the Mishnah by saying you can't start your new count until you bring your korbanos, or by the implication that we just learned out, and it didn't have in the Gears in the Mishnah, Achi Avi Korbanosav. With this, we conclude today's Shir. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up at the new Mishnah tomorrow.